Exercise 6A, page 67.
Well, between the two proposals, the multipurpose audiovisual theater or the virtual learning environment, I feel that the first one would offer greater benefit to the college as a whole. Although both would offer students access to cutting-edge resources and new technology, a multipurpose audiovisual theater would offer benefits in a wider variety of areas for the student community than a virtual learning environment such as drama, music, film, and conferencing.
I see your point. And it's true that an audiovisual theater would have a wide range of applications, especially in education. However, don't forget that there could be additional issues with policing and supervising the facility that might come about as a result of that scope. Music events especially would need to be closely supervised by staff to avoid any crowd problems. In contrast, the more focused uses of a virtual learning environment would avoid such problems or risk while giving benefits purely linked to education.
I see what you're saying. However, there are disadvantages of a virtual learning environment also. For example, all the students, not to mention the teaching staff, would have to be taught how to use it.
I strongly disagree. Tutors will be able to do so much more once they have had a bit of training, which will make it more than worth it. When we consider the numerous educational benefits of a virtual learning environment, such as managing assignments and sharing documents, I believe any disadvantages would be very minor. Even problems getting staff up to speed with the new platform would be easy to remedy with some quick workshops. Furthermore, an online virtual learning environment is more feasible than an audiovisual theater, as it can be utilized by multiple users at once without any need for a timetable or booking system.
You're absolutely right about that. I hadn't considered the complications that might arise as a result of the number of people wanting to use the facility. Unlike an online-based service, a physical location can only accommodate so many people at once. Also, the ability to distribute video and interactive content on a VLE would really motivate students.
My thoughts exactly. Don't forget also the social aspect of a virtual learning environment and its ability to connect people and bring students and teachers closer together. A key advantage of an online platform is that ability to share instant messages and email via a dedicated inbox.
Yes, that's very true. From the two available options then, we both agree that the best choice is launching a virtual learning environment.
Yes, that's right.